Blog Talk Radio.
I surrendered. I didn't do what I would pray. Living my life.
life watching the weather, wasting time and chasing fate. I look at the life I've been designing, waiting around for my breakthrough. But I'm pushing my dreams to the side of me, 'cause they can't love me like you do. I give you my all, give you my all, and I'm not running anymore. I give you my all, I'm giving you all of me, all of me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has
done. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome. To God be the glory for the things he has done. I mean, we have to give God glory for what he's already done, seen and unseen. The future that we are facing has already been completed. The times that we haven't seen, he has already seen and completed. So to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Your deliverance has already been completed. It's done. So we should get excited about it and just give God glory for what he has done. You know, you might have 3 cents in your bank account right now. You might be negative. But the fact of the matter is that God has secured your finances. God has secured your health. God has secured your family. He's just secured your well-being. You know, the scriptures teach us that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed to ever beg bread. And we have to stand on his word. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the thing he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just open our hearts right now, our mouths right now. And Lord, from our lips, we just give you praise, Father God, for all that you've done, because you are worthy, Father God, the creator of all things, the one who's given us life, the one who has determined our outcome. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you now, Lord, for loving us first, for seeing about us when we couldn't see about ourselves, when we're blind to things that are right in our face. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that we can't get so puffed up in our walk that we forget that we can slip, that we can easily be deceived. And so, Father, we just thank you for deliverance, Father God. We just thank you for cleansing us, Father God, and opening us up to you, Lord. And we just pray tonight, Father God, that you come and sup with us, Father God, and that you meet us here. And you know our needs, you know our wants, you know all of our desires, Father God. You know everything about us, Father God. You know what makes us tick. You know what makes us go. And so, Father, Lord, we just thank you for dealing with inconsistencies in our lives, Father God. We thank you for dealing with whatever that tries to hinder us from reaching our full potential in you. And so, Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over everything, everything. We plead the blood of Jesus over this world. We plead the blood of Jesus over this network, over everyone listening tonight, Father God, because you are worthy. You are worthy of all praise, worthy of all praise. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to PGN, folks. I am one of your hosts, Terrence. My wife, Tanisha, will be joining us shortly. This has been a very, 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 very good week. Very good week. I remember telling my wife before the week started, I was like, it's going to be a good week. And a lot of times, you know, we expect when good things come, we thinking it's going to come in a good way. But God uses. He will use things that could come to tear you down. He will use it and flip it to work for your good. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful because I got a breakthrough this week. And hallelujah. 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 God is just so faithful. He's just to forgive. And Wow. He's faithful, guys. He's faithful. He's very, very faithful. And we need to know that. We need to know that. I've always known God to be faithful. But as you continue to walk and you continue to move in your faith and you continue to grow, and when God wants to move you to a place and get you in a place, there are things that you have to shed. You know, God gives us grace. Yes, he does. And his grace is sufficient. He gives us exactly what we need. It's enough. It's enough. But his will be done. And when you are called to do a particular thing for the kingdom, God has to present you in a particular way. He allows us to go through so that we can see. He uses it to where we can see and to really test your obedience and to fine tune your ears. Because I've been hearing from God many, many, many years. And he doesn't sound the same all the time. He doesn't sound the same all the time at all. But he's training my ear. He trains our ear as we move from glory to glory. Things sound different as you move up, as you ascend, the sounds are different. You hear it differently. And I just believe that as you move closer to God, you begin to hear him differently. It's a more a warmth. It's a care. And it gets louder. Yeah, his voice gets louder. And you're like, okay, I hear you, God, but I ain't never heard you like that before. But I know it's you. And so God trains you. He trains us to hear from him and to obey him. And when it's time, it's time. When it's time, it's time. And I'm just grateful for God being so faithful. I'm just grateful for God seeing me through pain, because sometimes we can try to mask our pain. And, you know, we'll pray and we'll believe, but we still have to go through a process. And as we go through the process and come out on the other end, you're going to be who God wants you to be. Amen. And I'm grateful. I can't say it enough, guys. I got something this week. There's been a shift in my life, and I'm grateful for it. It came in a way that I never thought it would come, and he used something that I never thought, you know, he would use. But yes, he got my attention. Got my attention. And I'm grateful for that. And all to him I owe. All to him I owe. All to him I owe. There's nothing that I did to even deserve his grace. Nothing I did to even deserve his mercy or his love. But he loves me, and I love him back. So grateful. So to God be the glory. But welcome again to PGN. We've been having some busy months and days, but we're getting ready to ramp it back up. We're getting ready to ramp it back up because I believe that something major is about to occur. And us as believers really have to be in position to be the front runners, be in position to be the true leaders that God has called us to be. And so tonight, if you are struggling with something, if you are I don't care what it is that you're struggling with. If it's a struggle, I declare and decree tonight that the struggle is over. That you come to the realization that I'm going to have to do it the way God wants me to do it. I can't deviate from the way he wants it done. I can't add anything. I can't take anything from it. And a lot of times we could put ourselves in positions with good intentions, but we still have to be led by God. You know, does God want you to do that? Because, you know, we have people that we love and care about that might want us to do things for them. And you might want to, but if you don't seek God first on how he wants you to move, you can miss out, and you'll miss a mark, and you don't want to do that. And so always pray about things. Don't ever get too comfortable in your walk. Don't get comfortable in your walk. Be content in your walk, but don't get comfortable. 1 Peter 4:16, King James, it reads, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him be not ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. You know, we don't have anything to be ashamed about. A lot of times we feel like we might be missing out on things in the world, or people having fun and doing things, what seems to be fun. But I assure you that nothing can make you feel the way God can. Nothing can bring you peace the way God can. And it's a battle, you know, over your flesh and the spirit. They're battling. And it's easy to yield to our flesh. It's very easy, because we have a sinful nature, and a lot of the traditional ways that we were brought up, you know, seem to be okay, because, you know, this is what my family did, you know, this is how we do things. But at the same time, you got to be in tune with what God is telling you to do. It has to be God over family, because you won't have a family if God ain't first, period. Period. PGN, you guys are our family, and we love you. We love you wholeheartedly. Everybody that's connected, we love you. We are family, and we are the call. We are the called, and God has called us together to love on one another, to pray for one another, to minister to one another, you know, and to help one another. That's what God has done when he put us together. And we have an obligation. We have an obligation to the kingdom. We have an obligation. Hallelujah. Children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody's getting set free right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I could just see the weight falling off. Hallelujah. The shackles are being broken from strongholds and addictions. Coming off right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being so wonderful. Hallelujah. Whew. That's good. That's good. I'm going to read verse 17 as well. We still 1 Peter 4 says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? The time has come, you know, where the true believers are coming out. Yeah, we coming out. You know, we've been in the closet. It's time for the true believers to come out and take our rightful place in the body of Christ, to display the kingdom of God here in this earth. It's time. And the enemy is gonna come. The enemy only wants to come and disrupt you. Wants to bring confusion to you, anger. Wants you to feel. He wants to deceive you. He wants you to feel worthless. He wants you to feel ignored. He wants you to feel pitiful, sad, lonely. You know, he wants you to. It's so many things that Satan wants to do to you to keep you from receiving what God has, to trip your belief up in your faith in God, and you begin to put your faith in other things. Different coping mechanisms, you know, and different ways. But he wants us to seek him first. And when we seek him, God will bring peace. But we have to trust him. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, tonight I can just worship. I can just worship tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we got a lot of things going on in our world that's very disturbing, that is that can cause us to slip. Yeah. Because we can allow things to get so heavy, you know, on our minds and really not turning everything fully over to God, and we try to deal with things ourselves and actually making a situation worse. But I just thank God that as a believer, you know, you can see where you went wrong and you can recognize it, and you ask God to forgive you, and he'll put you right back in right standing, and you move forward to please him. Because one of the healing comes when you can confess. The healing comes when you can confess and you can admit whether you can admit you got a problem with something or someone, you know, and that's when God can move. That's when you give him access, when you admit it, like, Lord, I'm struggling with this. I got a problem with this right here. And he hears you, and God has his way of bringing you to that place to free you from it. And you never know what God will use. You never know what he will use to get you to that place. But long as you get to that place, hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things that he's done. I mean, like, when that weight is up off of you, you know, Satan wants to try to put it back on. So he'll try to create more disruption in your life to take you back to that place that you've been free from. And like, it's like putting yourself back in a cell with no lock, but you close the door and sit down, but you got access to get out at any point, but you choose not to. And so you put yourself in jail, but the lock has already been broken, and all you got to do is just get out and stay out. You know, allow Satan to, we allow him access, and that's what we do. We put ourselves in prison. It's not, he don't put you in there. He don't got the power, but he needs your permission. He needs your permission. He got you. Yeah, go right on over there. Yeah, that's where you need to be. And you be sitting right there in a cell with no lock. Wow. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight that people are realizing where they are. People are recognizing the changes that they have to make in their lives, Father God, for this time and to move forward on this new level that you're presenting to the body of Christ. Yes. Lord, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Man, we got a lot of people on tonight, and I want to talk to as many people. I ain't going to keep going on and on and on and on and on and on. And on. Yes, I want to talk to you guys tonight. I have spoken with you all. But if you want prayer, again, if it's your first time on tonight, just press 1 on your dial pad. And that'll prompt me on my end to let me know that you want to be ministered to personally. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go ahead and get started praying. Tanisha will join us shortly, but I'm ready because I want to talk to some people. 954-580, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hey, Carolyn. How you doing?
Hello. I have been well, thank you. God has been good.
Can you hear me? Say that again, Carolyn. I didn't hear you.
I said, I have been doing well for the past
That's
week.
Good.
Thank you.
That's good. Glad to hear from you. Hallelujah. Glad to hear from you tonight. Wow. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We just thank you for justification. God is a just God. And a lot of times we look for things to be fair. But God is just. You know, he's always going to put it where it's right in his sight, because he sees more than what we see. He knows more than what we know. And a lot of times we'll see things, you know, you look at the court systems, they say this is the justice of peace. You know, they got judges in there and they are pushing for justice. But then when you look at it, the court systems, they're not just in their decisions. You know, God is just. Because if you are not making the God decision and allowing God to lead you, it won't be a just outcome. It'll be just you making a decision to where you think is best. And a lot of times people are making decisions on other people's behalf based off of what they think is best, but they never seek God. And so God, I see God really teaching you and showing you really like levels to him being just. Sometimes, you know, we say the word, you know, that's not fair. You know, but it's not about it always being fair, but it's just. It wasn't fair, you know, when we look at Christ on the cross. He ain't do nothing to nobody. He ain't do nothing. But God said that it pleased him to bruise him. That right there was just in the eyes of God because man didn't know what was to come. Because he gave up his life, he was able to raise from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, he then established all power over in heaven and earth. All power. And so we see the benefits of that from an unfair situation, but it was justified. Because we're justified by Christ. So when we look at it, when we walk and walk our walk the way Christ walked his walk, and we're learning to live like Christ, we are being justified. You know, everything ain't going to be fair, but it's going to be just. It's going to be just, and God is going to get you right where you need to be. Just where he needs you to be, you know, and you're going to help other people see that and realize that, because so many people easily get bitter because we don't understand what it means for things to be just. We don't understand it. And so we can easily be bitter and have anger and all different type of things, you know, come up on us. And hinder our growth and have us in a position to where we never will move forward. It's like trying to walk in quicksand. You know, you stuck. But when you understand that God is just, and you know that God is all knowing, and you trust him and you move with him, then you can see the benefits. You see the benefits of a just God. You see the benefits of a just God. So Lord, we just thank you tonight for the word in Carolyn's life, Father God. We just thank you for being just. And we just thank you for opening her up to a new level of seeing who you are outside of what she has seen. She's going to see you in a new way. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Because of the people that God is bringing into your life, he's always preparing us for what's to come. He's always preparing us for what's to come and building us so that we can be ready. And that's what he does with the prophetic. He gives us a word for what's to come. So therefore, when you're in situations and things come your way, you can reflect on what he's told you, and you can focus on it and remind yourself, when God said this. And so if his word doesn't go out and return unto him void, I know that his word is going to bring results in my life if I just believe it. If I just believe it, because he is the word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God, you know. And so, and later on, the word was made flesh. So Jesus was the walking word, the living word. And so the word has power. The word delivers, you know, the word is what it is. The word of God is just that. And so when we believe the word of God, we don't need to believe anything else outside of it. When we begin to question the word of God, and we allow doubt to move in, the word of God, you hinder its growth. You stop. You put a barricade up to keep the word from flowing and going in a certain direction, like in traffic. You know, they'll block streets off, detour, go that way, and da da da. You know, and that's what we do. We like alter the word. The word had a straight shot right here, but I doubt it come in and have it go a whole other direction and detour and come around until you give it access to come on in. You know, and so we just thank God for the revelation of the word being manifesting, the word manifesting, and trusting the word all the way through, seeing it happen all the way through. And we just thank you for her patience. We thank you for her strength, and we thank you for her endurance, Father God. And we thank you for giving her joy, you know, to enjoy the journey as you move and progress. You want to be able to enjoy and enjoy peacefully. Hallelujah. We thank you for peace in Jesus' name. We plead the blood over everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much.
Wow,
this is just a timely word. This is just a timely word in that today, for some reason, I was really feeling down because I really seen the manifestation of it. And I was really feeling, you know, kind of low in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so grateful for this word.
That's
reminded me. Yeah.
That's what God was doing. He cares. He cares. You know. God cares about us, you know, more than we care about ourselves. You know, but knowing where you are and recognizing where you are and then recognizing where you need to be. That's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. You got a lot of people in situations and they don't know where to go. They know where they are, but they don't know where they need to be. But the joy of knowing who Jesus is, we know where we need to be. Even when we recognize where we are, we know where we need to be. And a lot of us be in denial about where we are, you know, because of hurt or pride, arrogance, whatever it may be, you know, embarrassment, different things. And we kind of just sit in that place. And then we could be confused, you know, in a state of confusion. Minds be cloudy and you're not thinking straight. But it's a blessing to know where we need to be as believers and get back to that place and just get into that place. And God uses us for each other because, you know, we in our times, we have to bear the infirmities of the weak. You know, we all have weak moments, you know, and we have to build each other up through the word of God, you know. Not a lot of times on what we think, you know, or how we feel about it, but just really, you know, praying and asking God, okay, what should I do, you know, to assist this person or help this person, or even if it was you, you know, what should I do, Lord, you know, but just putting him first and allowing him access, you know, to move makes all the difference in the world, makes all the difference in the world. And I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. But that's good. That's good to know this. That's really good to know. That's your assurance. You can move on. You can definitely move on. And you know If God is just. He's just as real, you know. He just loves you. He just cares. I mean, he just will take care of you. Hallelujah. I mean, God is just, he's just amazing. He's just wonderful. He's just caring. I don't have enough words to express who God really is and what he really means. I can't even put all the words together because he exceeds any word that I could think of.
I'm
grateful. And just walk in that power. Walk in that power. Hallelujah. You got anything in particular you want me to pray for?
Yes, thank you. I have a conference next week that I'll be attending. I'm just kindly asking you that you will just agree with me in prayer that all the purposes that God wants to be fulfilled through that conference will be done through, in my life, and God will just grant safe travel.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. I touch and agree tonight with my sister, Father God, that whatever doors, the doors that you open, Father God, that she sees them and that she moves into them quickly, that she gets in. Because I see like a door you go in and it has everything that's needed. Like, it's like going into you go in a retail store, your favorite retail store, and just imagine going your favorite retail store, and the salesman tells you, everything in here for you is free.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
You can get all that you want at no cost. It's already been paid for. It's already been paid for. And so, Lord, we just thank you that this conference, Father God, that you send the people, you send the people with the word, that flows from their lips, that will pierce Carolyn's ears, Father God, and get down into her heart to fill her with all that she needs from you, that she gets everything that she so desires from you, and that not only her but everybody. Everybody that is with her, around her, in that place, will experience you like never before. We pray a special anointing on this conference, and that even the leaders that even put the conference together will see you differently. That they would even begin to do conferences a new way. They will put together conferences a new way. Hallelujah. Free conferences. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just pray that whatever needs to be broken is broken right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind Satan right now in the name of Jesus to take his hands off of. I see like him trying to manipulate some of the speakers or some of the leaders or teachers or whatever. And we just come against him right now in the name of Jesus and remove anybody that doesn't need to be there. They won't come, that you block it in Jesus' name. That everybody that's there will be there to get what they need to get from you, that there won't be any hindrances for his spirit to flow in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Wow.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you. God bless you both.
Wow. God bless you too. God bless you too. I'll let her know. She'll be in here shortly. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. It was good talking to you, Carolyn. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Right.
Thank you.
Wow. God is glory. All right. 502-548. Who are we speaking with?
It's your bluegrass buddy, Greg.
Oh, my bluegrass buddy. What's up, Greg? Hey, man, we got
What's
the control
up,
chaos. I love it. Wow. Good to hear from you, man. Wow.
Good to hear from you, man.
Absolutely. Let's pray. It's like two old buddies, you know, when you may not speak to them or talk to them every day, but when you do, it's like you never miss the beat. And to me, I'm a lot like that, you know, like I don't have to talk to you every day to love you, you know. I don't have to know all your business and all of that, you know, to love you. My love doesn't have a limit. I'm gonna love you, you know, in spite of. But a lot of people, especially just people in general, tend to position people in their lives based on the frequency with them, right?
Yep.
And I can understand that to an extent, but like sometimes God won't have y'all like in sync at the same time because he could be doing different things with you all, you know, to where you guys can't connect, you know, every day or this, that, another. But when you do, you share like never before. Because when you look at it, when you go back in scripture, back in those days, they didn't have cars, you know. These people had to walk, and I know they didn't see people every day, and they didn't talk to people every day. But when they got together, it was just like they did. And so I see you really sharing that with people, because so many people get angry. Oh, they don't call me. Greg, he'll check on me, but you don't know. Greg prays for you daily, so he really is checking on you. Greg does he loves you. he's checking on you, you know. But it's about getting people to be in a position to depend on God to comfort them, and not finding comfort in other people or other things, but finding comfort in Him. And so I see you bringing it to light with people, and they really getting full revelation, like, you know what, he's right, you know, like, yeah, what's up, you know, because, yeah, we got a lot of personal preferences or things that we so want and how we judge, you know, certain things, you know, if a person does this, they that, or if a person does this, they that, and that's not always the case. You know, because you don't know what direction God has people's lives in, you know. And so it you're going to help bring clarity to a lot of confused individuals just strictly by building meaningful relationships. We're moving to a time to where relationships really have to matter. Real relationships have to matter and be redefined according to the will of God. And as people understand their relationships are built, real relationships are built in line with the will of God, then things, they will start to see things a lot better. And so God has given you a unique anointing in like never meeting a stranger. You have like a never met a stranger anointing. Like you see people in the store like, me, I know me and you are very similar because my children would be out and strangers come up to me. Tanisha tell you, like, they come up and talk to me and I talk to them and you'd be like, do you know that person? I'm like, no, I just met them. You sit up there and laugh and talk to people and you don't even know them? Yeah, I know them, you know, like, we're connected. But I'm not in their lives every day, but I know them. Like the kindred spirits know, you know, and you can't deny authenticity. You can't deny what's real. And I'm not being fake about it. And that's how you are. You're not fake about it. And some people just not like that. It's hard for them to comprehend how that can be. You know, how can you just be smiling and grinning in somebody's face, you don't even know them, and then they want to call you fake. But I'm like, that's who I am. You know, that's how God made me. So if it's fake in your eyes, that means you just haven't had the revelation yet. You're not there yet. So I'm not even going to waste energy getting angry with you about something that you don't know anything of. And so I'm going to release you to pray for you, and so that God can give you revelation and so you can understand this, you know, better. But I'm not going to change who I am, you know, and what God has me doing in this life just because you might be uncomfortable with it or you just have a lack of understanding. And so I just thank God for that anointing that he's placed on you to be a friend, to be teach people what it means that a friend sticks closer than a brother, and what it means to love thy neighbor as thyself. Really teaching people that, because it's times where people, they won't even speak to people, Greg, and then they would justify it by saying, well, they ain't speak to me. As if people have control over you speaking. Well, I spoke to them, they ain't say nothing. So what? You have to do your part. You're not in control of what others do, and we can't allow ourselves to get so up in arms just because somebody didn't give us the response that we was looking for based off of what we did. So, like, at that point, what are you doing it for? Are you just doing it out of habit? Or are you genuinely speaking to people? Are you genuinely acknowledging people? Is that you? And God is really going to open that up so you can really share that with a lot of people. And I know it may seem kind of elementary that people be grown and still act like that, but it's needed. People need to be brought to the light on that, and I see God really using you in that manner to really bring back like the true relationships and the relationships that people truly need to have, because the world is full of these fake relationships, fake friendships and stuff. Nothing is genuine. They got fake love. They love you until, you know, they don't love you unconditionally. They love you until you do something. When whatever that happens or whatever, you make a mistake, they gone. You know, but people that love you unconditionally, they love you through your faults. And they love you right where you are, the same way God does. And I see you really sharing it with people. And we seal it in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, that's a word, brother. Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Wow. What's been going on, man?
Just enjoying life and things. And got to spend 4 days in the mountains with my girlfriend, who is now my fiance, because of those 4 days.
Okay. So
it was really good.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Wow, man.
Excited about that. God gave me the most amazing woman, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Yes. Man, that is a plus. I know how you feel.
I actually do.
I know how you feel when you have that one and you know she was made for you. Ooh.
And she tolerates my
good.
Organized chaos.
Yeah, your organized?
Yeah, she tolerates it.
Absolutely. You need it. That's good. That's good. Unconditional love. Wow. Man, congrats with me. Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Hopefully, Yeah, because I know someone she'll probably be getting on here too. Yeah, we get a chance to meet her.
Yeah, she's usually on here when I am. I think she'll be on. I think she's on tonight.
Okay.
So you'll talk to her eventually.
Yes. What is she on now? Because I can unmute her. 828. Okay, 828-989. Let me unmute her. Greg got, he has him a fiance now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you hear us?
Hey, parents. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Jennifer, what? Get out of here.
Yeah, that's the one.
Are you mad? What? See, I told you we was family dinner.
Yep. Sure.
Wow, that's a blessing. That's a blessing right there. Goodness. Hey, y'all went up
sure
to the mountain, spent 4 days, and he come back with a whole fiance.
Wow.
Yeah, a really good
yeah.
one. The best.
To God be the glory. I'm telling
Amen.
You.
We pray and bless it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get excited. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come together and lift your name on high.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we thank you for Greg and Jennifer. Lord, we thank you that you have knit them together. We thank you that they are going to put you center in their marriage, Father God. And we just pray a hedge of protection. We plead the blood of Jesus over their impending union, Father God.
Yes.
Bless it.
Bless it.
Bless it, Father God. Your word says he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
Yes.
So he didn't just find
Amen.
A woman. He didn't just find a Jennifer. He found a wife. She's already a wife. Just
mm-hmm.
like David was crowned king before he was actually on the throne, she's already been ordained as his wife,
ooh,
even though they have not
hallelujah.
Yet exchanged vows. So we thank you that he has found his wife.
Yes.
We thank you that she is a wife, that she is a woman of God, that she is a woman of that will honor her husband.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father God, that Greg is a man of God, a man who will love his wife, and a man who will lay down his life for her as Christ laid down his life for the church, Father God. We thank you for them being a cool couple and a godly example to the world of what marriage means, what marriage is, and how marriage is created by you, Father God. It's not some man-made Mr. Potato Head put it together and do what we want type thing. No, it has a purpose.
Yes.
And we thank you for this purposed marriage that will have blessings beyond their comprehension.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that they will see the scripture come to life about the favor that's going to come upon them, the favor that's going to come upon Greg. And we thank you for him being the head and a good head.
Yes.
A good head, a head that minds you, that the only one above him is you, Father God. And we thank you that Jennifer can trust his decision, that she can, that she doesn't have to worry, that she can just be relaxed and know that her husband is led of God, that he's not led by emotion or whatever is going on, what's trending, that he's a man led of God that will not be afraid to go against the grain when the world is doing one thing and God is saying the other thing, to say, no, as for me and my household,
right.
we shall serve the Lord. And we thank you for that, Father God. Fortify them as a couple,
yes.
and send them a godly counsel that will help them, because every marriage, people need people they could be able to bounce things off of and get wisdom from to continue to grow to be the best husband, the best wife that they can possibly be. So surround them with godly couples that can provide sound wisdom that will seek you on their behalf, Father God.
Yes.
So we just thank you for it. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray for you, sir, since we got you on as well. That's a good prayer, bro.
Thank you.
Wow. Lord, we just thank you for Jennifer tonight, Father God. We thank you for I see like a rapid heartbeat, I see like your heartbeat, like speeding up, but not like in a bad way, like it's getting louder, like it's getting in sync, like in sync. Yeah, I guess it's getting in sync with Greg's heartbeat. Like you guys, like the heartbeat is ramping up. So like when you get another, it's like you're getting an extra heart. So yeah, it's going to, that being plugged from this heart to that heart, I can see those hearts merging and beating like never before, and really sharing the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And having the heart of God, God is opening his heart up to you and giving you like the vision to see, things that others don't see. I remember being in the service, when we would be out in the field and it gets dark, we would have night vision goggles that we would put on. And when we put them on, like, it's pitch black outside, but you can see everything. Everything is just like seeing it in daytime. And so I just see God opening your eyes to see the things that people can't see, even being in darkness, you know, because this world we live in is dark. But God is giving you vision to see what needs to be seen while others are moving around, running into things and walking off cliffs and stuff and dying and hurting others because they can't see. It's chaos in the dark. But because you can see, you know how to navigate. And God is teaching you how to navigate in his life and move forward in all that he has for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank
wow.
you.
Yeah. Man, super
wow.
congrats.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that's good.
Y'all got anything?
Yes. Y'all got anything in particular you guys want us to pray for?
Greg.
I'll leave that one to her.
Huh? What'd you say, Greg?
Said I will leave that
leave
one
to her.
Yeah.
Good answer. You know, like being on the price. Good answer.
Family feud.
Yeah, good answer.
Good answer.
Like, I'm gonna leave that to her. Good answer. Yeah, we definitely. Yes, that's gonna be good.
Increase in God's spirit, the fullness of this. You know, I think we're both just really seeking after Him and wanting more. Just we're completely surrendered to His will, and we just want more of Him.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because in the fullness.
In the fullness
of the Lord is that you have that joy and that peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, joy and peace. We release that into you guys' life tonight, that you guys' union will be full of joy and peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, release your spirit. Release a fresh anointing on them now. And illuminate the steps that they need to take.
Yes.
Illuminate the steps that they need to where, hallelujah, man, I felt the Holy Spirit on that.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ooh, wee. Wow. Because a lot of people want to connect themselves with you guys. They're really going to want to connect because of the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not walking the way you're walking. They're not heading in the direction that you're heading. And so the steps that you guys are going to take are going to be illuminated, because there's going to be a time to where you're going to have to peel off. You know, you'd be walking with a person up to a point, but your steps are illuminating. You got to peel off.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go your way. they don't have access because that's not their direction. That's not what God has for them. You know, it's not that the relationships or the friendships have to die. God is really going to put people in you guys' lives that understand that our paths can be separate paths in the things, directions that God has for us, you know, to go. But we are handling God's business on our path.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not no competition. And so, Lord, we bind that spirit of jealousy, you know, when it comes down to friendships, because when people begin to see how God blesses you all, when people begin to see that fullness of joy and that peace,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming, it's easy for people to envy that subconsciously.
Right.
You know, and they will feel some sort of way because they're like, I've been praying too, Lord. We've been fasting too. We've been obedient too. But it's about celebrating others in their time and in their season. And so we pray that God sends people that celebrate you all.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how you, because because you gonna celebrate, y'all celebrate people. You don't look at people's success as like, man, what they do there for? How they get it?
Right.
You know, that should be us. That's not how you guys move. And so God is gonna bring people in your life that celebrate, that knows how to celebrate when God blesses and when God moves. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the desire to really dissect the word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to really get in the word to get the nourishments
yeah.
that's needed. Really having a hunger, like you're starving for it. Like right now, my stomach is kind of empty and it's hollering. I don't know if you guys have heard it yet. But it's over here screaming for some sustenance. It needs something. And so that's how I see you guys' spirit screaming to get that sustenance, to be fed daily. Because it needs breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He said to meditate both day and night. You know, not only are you going to read your word, but you're going to wait for answers. That's where the meditation come in, at to hear from God, to get direction. And Lord, we just thank you for them staying on track.
Mm-hmm.
And when trying times come, that they still be on track.
Because
a lot of times trying times come and it'll seem like you're off track.
Right.
But really God is using that and things are falling in place. He's getting rid of some things, but you're still on track because you're still seeking him. You're still moving forward with him. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for that being released in you guys' life in Jesus' name.
Yeah, so we thank you, Lord, for the deep, for going into the deep and unlocking the mysteries, Father God, and it just understanding the complexity of people, but the simplicity of the gospel. So let them merge that as they marry. Let that become married in their mind, married in their way of operation. The complexity of man, but the simplicity of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And how when we put the gospel in our lives, when we put our hope in Christ, how it removes all the complexity. And it brings about understanding of things and help them to be stewards of that, of marrying that. Now, I understand that mankind is complex, but the gospel is very simple.
Yeah.
And it removes all the extra and just gets down to the fact that the word of God is a love story about a father who wanted to be reunited with his children.
Mm-hmm.
And who did what it took to be able to have that union with his children. But the choice is the children. If they want to pursue that or not.
Right.
It's a simple gospel. And all that other stuff that we add on, all the layers of things that we add on, this earth adds on. But it's very simple. And help them steward that. And to present that to people that, okay, I understand that this happened and that, and this, that, and the other. But the simplicity is that God loves you. And that he provided a way so that you can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that not only will you live forever in eternity, but he'll clean up the life that you have here in the earth, and he'll make everything work out for good. It's simple. It's simple. Help them to bring that revelation to people, to turn that switch on, that light bulb, to bring light to that. And as they go into the deep and they unlock the mysteries of God, Lord, give them the practical words to tell people so that the mysteries can be easily consumed and easily understood. That just because it's mysterious doesn't make it hard. It's just that it was hidden for such a time. But you have already ordained them to be the stewards of these mysteries. So we just thank you for it, Father God, and just continue to give them that longing and that yearning for the things of God, for things that are good, to keep their mind continually on things that are lovely, things that are true, so that they can maintain peace in the chaotic world that we are in. It's sometimes harder when you're so sensitive to God and you're so understanding of God's love and compassion and you come out in this world of chaos. That can cause friction at times, but help them to think on the things that are lovely, to think on the things that are true, to protect their peace and to always be mindful of their joy, that despite what goes on in this world, that joy is something that they have access to 24/7, no matter what. And help them to let other people understand that too, that joy is not circumstantial. It's eternal. It's internal from the eternal. So thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you. We love you all.
Thank you.
We love you all too. This was a great gift.
I love you.
That is good.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get absolutely. Wow, it was good talking with you guys. You guys take care. We love y'all.
Yes, we love you.
We love you too.
All right. Wow.
Thank you.
We got PGA couples because we had I heard Jeff and Yuki on a few weeks back or so, and they are now married.
Wow.
Look at God is using them. God's only going to use them to really, like, provide safe haven and food and understanding and all that to the kingdom of God. They're just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So a really big blessing on their lives. So it's always exciting to when you hear people say they're going to be married and you know it's God. Because we've had people that told us that they were getting married and we knew it wasn't God.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we'd have heard that a lot.
Yeah, not anybody that's connected to PGN, but
right.
People in our personal lives, and we instantly knew that it wasn't a God thing, and you watch them struggle, and you know why. But when people say they're getting married and you know it's a God thing, it's just so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exciting, and we know this is a God thing, so we're excited.
Amen. Absolutely. Lord says, get this one here, and then we're going
to
try to connect everybody. Hello. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Jayla and Jamail.
Oh, hey. AJ.
Oh, goodness. What's up?
Nothing much.
Yeah, nothing much, huh? You got a lot of them. You don't even know it. Yeah, but God finna show you. He finna reveal to you what's up. Sure is. You got a lot going on. Let's pray. Let's pray because he told me to unmute this one. Let's pray, Lord. We just thank you for Jayla tonight, Father God. We just thank you for revealing the quality, like revealing the quality over quantity, and value and teaching you like royalty, like what's royal, what's really valuable, what's really expensive, what cost, what the real cost of things is, because you know salvation is free,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely costs. and it wasn't cheap. It cost our Savior his own life, mm-hmm. So that we could be here. And so the issues, every issue that we could have, every problem, every concern, every insecurity that we have, hallelujah, God gave his life for it.
Mm-hmm.
Christ gave his life for it. So it has already been settled. We just have to believe that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to trust what God says. Because a lot of times we want to know everything. But just know that God is.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that it's done versus how, when, why. Just know that it is. And God is moving you to walk into the live in the knowing what he says matters most. It trumps everything. It trumps everything. I don't care what a job will say. I don't care what people may say. It does not matter. If God didn't say it, it does not matter. Because why it doesn't matter in your life? Because you're not going to believe what they're saying. You're going to believe God over that, period. And so trust the word of God, and he's going to bring that clarity to you to release the real value of who he is and who you are to him, who you are to him, period. And Lord, we just thank you for Jamil, Father God. We just thank you for letting go. I just see you like sitting down, you know, in a chair, like a recliner, and just letting go, just relaxing, you know, like, I'm going to take a seat in this thing, you know, and it's going to be the most comfortable place seat that you've ever sat in. And God has prepared a seat for you to sit, and he just wants you to sit down. Quit standing up. You got a seat right here that's made for you that you could let go in. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet. I know y'all know the rest, but you ain't gonna party down to the there. You gonna party to the Holy Ghost beat. And God is moving. I'm telling you, like he's revealing some things to you, Jamel, to where you just really have to relax. When you let go and relax, God can release.
Mm-hmm.
When you relax, he'll release. Relax. Relax. Sit down. Rest. Going. You know, the world teaches us, man, we got to grind from the top of the day, all day, 24/7. They just be lying. I'm always working, you know. You ain't going to never get it if you ain't out here grinding. You know, yeah. Man, please. Because what God has for me, it's already for me. He said, ask, and it shall be given. You get what I'm saying? He ain't say grind, and it shall be given. He said, ask. And when you ask, he's going to give you, you wait to hear. He gives you instructions on how to pursue it. And you ain't finna be moving and working like the world works.
I'm seeing that.
Come on. You supply the seed. God will supply the increase. You supply the faith. He'll supply the increase.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. Can't nobody multiply like God. But the world, you know, they think they got it all together. They think they know. But they limited. Because the stuff that they are chasing ain't going to last. But only what you do for Christ's will. We ain't going to be here always. But the words that we speak will live on. The lives that we live and the impact that we make in other people's lives will go on, will carry on even beyond the grave. because what we do for Christ is what's going to last. Mm-hmm. We still talking about Jesus to this day. Think about that. People still coming to Christ still to this day. So he ain't dead. God said he's the God of the living. So if he's the God of the living, talk to me. Talk to me. But yes, relax. Relax, Jamil, so God can release. And that's what I got for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we thank you right now for Jayla. We thank you for the padlock. Jayla, I see God locking you. And the reason why people lock things is because they secure them. That's what they're doing. They're securing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see God locking you so that you are secure in him, that you are secure in Christ. And because while our salvation is secured, when we make the decision to believe that Jesus came and died and we trust him as our Lord and Savior, and that secures our salvation, but we can have a secure salvation and be an insecure human. Because there's levels to insecurity. You know, sometimes people are insecure in certain settings, certain relationships. Some people are insecure people.
Yeah.
And I see God securing you so that no matter what setting you're in, you are secure because you're secure in him and secure in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think that he's doing. He's locking you. He's going through the process of locking you so that you are a secure human. And that way, no matter who you're dealing with, in what setting, you're always going to bring the security with you. Because a lot of times, even in, let's say, friendships or something, maybe people are mistrustful in their friendships because they had something bad happen to them in the past. But when you're secure in God, you're able to identify things. There's a maturity that comes along with it. And you trust God. And you say, God, I feel, you know, I trust that. I might not be able to trust this person, but I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's a security that comes in. So the security is not coming from that person. It's coming from your relationship with God. And so even in a job setting, you don't have to be all paranoid at work. Oh, no, they have to get me and all this other kind of stuff making you feel insecure at work. No, Lord, I trust you. So it don't matter what they're over there talking about, whatever they're doing, because I know what the word says, and I know that you protect me, and I know that you got my back, and I know that I'm not going to be forsaken or begging bread, so whatever they do doesn't have any power over me. So then you go into the job, and you're a secure person, and that's what he's doing. He's going to make you where you're secure. You're just a secure person, so you bring the security. You don't get it from whatever dealing.
Wow.
You don't feel secure. They've never laid off or they've got a good track record. You don't feel secure in your relationship because this person has a certain track record and all that kind of stuff. You bring in the security. You already came secure.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come secure, people don't have power over you. It cuts the puppet string. You are not dancing to their tune, puppet dance, dance, puppet dance. You're not dancing to what they tell you to dance to. They don't have a string to pull.
Right.
Because you come in secure. And they your security. There's no combo that they can put in.
Mm-hmm.
They can't twist it four times and twist it another five. There's no way to break that because it's between you and God. And it doesn't mean that things can happen, that unpleasant situations can't happen in dealings and relationships, but it won't shake your security. Because even if something goes down, you're like, well, God gonna use it for my good anyway, so thank you. So then you really become very fortified. Because a lot of people are very broken because of people.
Mm-hmm.
People really will break people. But when you're secure in Christ, when you're secure in who you are as a human, they can't break you. They can't, because your whole perspective, everything shifts. So Lord, we just thank you for that, for Jayla, in Jesus' name, amen. And for Jamil, Father God, we just thank you for like Terrence was saying, the just being able to relax and to do what's required first. Like a lot of times we'll say, well, if God will only do this, then I can relax.
Mm.
Or if this will happen first, then I can relax. And God is saying, no, have faith for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Relax first, and then watch me do what I do. Because you don't put stipulations on God. We do, we don't even realize it. I would be so stressed out if blah, 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 or if I had this amount, or if yada, yada, yada. No, that's low-key trying to put a stipulation. And God's saying, take that off. Because when you put a stipulation, you're putting a limit.
Mm-hmm.
You're limiting yourself. You say, when this happens, then I'll do this. No, I'm going to do this now. And trust God is going to take care of the rest. Because he's not going to let me fail. He has ordained plans and steps that are that have a successful end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to relax now no matter what I'm facing. Sometimes that's really hard when you're facing a lot. It's hard to relax, but that doesn't mean that you can't.
Right.
And how do you do it? You trust God. And say, God, I trust you. I trust that you're going to tell me what I need to know, what I need to know, or you're going to send the people that I need or whatever, but I trust you, but I can't be stressed out. I can't be operating in anxiety. I can't do it.
Right.
I'm not built for it. You didn't die on the cross for that. When you said it is finished, the anxiety and stress and all that was finished too. And so God is going to teach you how to really relax and take it to the cross. It's already been paid for.
Mm.
It's paid for. Stop paying for things that have already been bought on your behalf.
Wow.
You're paying the price emotionally for things that have already been bought. So just take that, look at it like a bill. When you start feeling yourself tripping and spazzing out, and say, "Oh, this has already been paid for. Let me slide that to the clock."
Right. Here you go, Lord.
Here you go. It's already been paid for. It's like if you paid your cell phone bill and here comes provided with a new bill. Already paid that. You're not gonna say, "Oh no, let's not pay it." Even though I know I paid it, I'm going to pay it again because I just have money to burn. No, nobody does that.
No.
If you pay a bill and you get another one, you're going to call them folks so quick or go down there or whatever and be like, excuse me, I've already paid for this. So
here's the receipt.
Here's the receipt. It's your system. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Jesus loves you. And so keep the same energy for your peace and for your ability to relax. When that anxiety, that stress and all that comes, nope, that's already been paid for. I'm not paying for that. Because you pay for it with sleepless nights. You pay for it with stress. You pay for it when you be feeling shaky. You're paying for that. It's already been paid for. So mentally, look at it like a bill. Put it all on the paper in your head and visualize yourself taking it to the cross and leaving it there. Because the Lord wants you to be at peace. You serve the Prince of Peace. That's who you serve.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Prince of Peace. So you serve peace. So you don't have to go looking for peace nowhere else because you serve peace and peace loves you.
Mm.
Come on.
Come on.
Peace loves you. You say, I have peace when this happens. You already got peace.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're not looking for what you possess.
Mm.
You're not looking for what you serve and what loves you. You already have it.
Wow.
So when that enemy tries to come, talk about, you owe me, no, it's been paid. Bye-bye. You could go somewhere else.
You know.
Right. Kick rocks with no socks because this has already been paid for. You don't have the right to tell me anything about peace. I serve peace. Peace is my friend. Peace calls me friend.
Mm-hmm.
Peace knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb and appointed me to come into this earth. So I know peace.
Yeah.
People have an ideology of what is peace. Peace is Christ.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And when you follow his ways, then you operate in it. So if I'm feeling at an unease, now I'm going to call on the king and the prince of peace and say, hey, I'm not feeling this type of way. I'm feeling some type of way. He's going to have a conversation with me and say, bring it to the cross, and now I feel him. That's what peace is. Real peace is feeling the comfort in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's real peace. When these people who are not serving God and they're putting their trust in money and all other kinds of stuff, it's fake peace. That's a false sense of peace. It is not real. It is a smoke screen.
An alternative peace.
It's an alternative peace, which means it ain't real. But the real peace is Christ, and you're going to understand that. You're going to walk in that because you can sleep and you can be sound and you can and just where people will be like, hey, you don't be tripping off nothing. No, because I serve peace.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't looking for what I serve. Peace resides in me. At all times, I got access to peace. God wants you to understand. When he says, I am, he's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never got to go looking for it because he is. He said, I am that I am. So you say, Lord, I need peace. I am peace. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to look for nothing outside of him. It's all there. And you have access to it. So utilize it. Lord, we thank you for that. Give him peace, the peace that surpasses understanding. Because he serves you and you are the Prince of Peace. Help him to understand it and to walk in it all his days. And when that anxiety and stress and all that stuff tries to come on him, help him to give it to you,
mm-hmm.
to drop it off at the cross. And help him to reflect on that as we go into a Resurrection Sunday to really have the understanding of what you have done and the price that you have paid. Give him that revelation like never before of what this means. What does Resurrection Sunday mean for us? What does it mean really? Not eating ham and going to church and hearing a great message and a play with some spiritual dancers or whatever people do. But what does it really mean? Why should we really celebrate this?
Mm.
Give them that revelation in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Wow. Yep. That's rich.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all ain't got much to say behind it, so...
I just feel like Tanisha just read me, and it's totally fine. I'm here for it. She told me everything I needed to do.
I know that's right.
You say you can go, just go and walk off. Never mind.
That was me the first time I called it to Randy. When I tell you that man read my mail,
mm-hmm.
Everybody who knows me knows I'm talkative. I had no words. It's like he snatched my vocal cords right out of my head. Because, I mean, it was like top to bottom. I was just floored.
Wow.
But so amazed how God uses people, and it really did. It changed my entire life.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something significant, because I mentioned at the top of the show about this beginning this week. Mm-hmm. When I told you something good was going, this is going to be a good week.
Yeah.
Or something. I was like, something good is going to happen this week.
Yeah, you did. You said
that. Yeah. And it don't always come in the form like we think.
Right.
But the good comes.
Right.
You know, when you look at the whole picture and when you're really focusing on, when you see God in it, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I get it. Because this is a very significant year still, and God is preparing us for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
He's cleaning us up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cleaning us up. There are things that have attached themselves to us that we've allowed, that we've made excuses for, that have attached themselves to us, but that God is saying, no, 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 that can't go with you here.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to go here with that.
Right, it's like a weight.
Yes, yeah, like a hot air balloon, you know, you... That balloon ain't getting that right amount of heat and gas.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
And if you still got those sandbags attached and all that, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. It's like trying to swim with a bowling ball attached to your ankle, handcuff. And so it's not that you're not in the right conditions. It's just that you got things that you need to release.
Right. And some things, some things that have been anchoring us that are not of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's been having us sitting still.
Right. And we're really thinking it's the environment. Let me change my environment. It's what's attached to you.
You got
to understand. So you're taking that bowling ball to the new environment, to this ocean, and you're taking it to that ocean. I'm going to be able to swim over here, man, because it's salt water, man, because it's fresh water.
Right.
No, it's what's attached.
Yeah. You got to release it.
Got to release
it.
Sometimes everybody thinks that releasing things that aren't for us. It's easy. Sometimes the things that we got to release, sometimes it is easy to release things that aren't for us. But sometimes it's hard.
It's hard.
Because we make friends with it.
Mm-hmm.
We become dependent on it.
Yeah.
It feels good. There's so many different reasons. But people always make it seem like, yeah, because if it ain't there, just shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It ain't always that easy or that simple.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start to get the revelation of what it's stopping,
right,
and why we're not reaching where we want to reach,
right,
then that helps us to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be really going to God with an open and honest heart to say, Lord, reveal to me the things that I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, sometimes we'd be like, but that's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then God says, no, it's not.
Right.
And I need you to not be that. And then it's hard because everybody identifies us as this type of person.
Right.
That's who I literally hated people when I came into Christ. Legit.
Yeah.
And God said, you don't hate people, you love people. What? I do now. But I could not see that.
Right.
You know, as a 22-year-old woman, I did not like people at all. I didn't fool with people. If they wasn't my people, no. You know, but God said, no, you do. God told me, he said, you love people. And I was like, but I don't.
Right.
And he said, you do. You do love people.
Yeah.
And he took me on a process, but it took me shaking all that old stuff off.
Yeah.
And even when people are like, dang, you different, you changed. No, I'm who God made me to be now.
Right.
What you knew was a lie.
Right.
But I had identified with certain personality types. I identified with certain strongholds. And sometimes it was difficult to operate different because I felt like I wasn't being true to me.
Right.
And so sometimes shaking off things that are the bowling ball to our ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we have identified with.
Right. Through tradition.
Through whatever.
And just whatever.
People, we refer to people, oh, they switched up. Show did.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I'm glad to see
you. You're right. You're smart. You know, because I'm trying to be everything that God wants me to be.
Right. I mean, like, you're a prophet. you're right. I didn't reveal that. Let's reveal that to you right now. Yeah.
And so, Jalen and Jamil, you have to be willing. Go to God, and everybody listen, go to God with an open heart and ask God to reveal the things that are weighing you down.
Yes.
Because sometimes we're thinking, if I just move here, if I just switch jobs, and no, it's not the environment.
Mm-mm.
It's something that you got to release. Because God is not some cosmic thief that's just going to start snatching things from you.
Right.
No, you have to give them.
And it can be things, and trust me, these are things that you like.
You think I didn't like
it? And enjoy it. Yeah.
Lord knows I love the good steak.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I want to be able to hear your voice clearly so that I could be, you know, sound all ultra spiritual,
uh-huh.
so I could be a blessing to your people, Father God, and I could lead them to your voice. And he said, stop eating meat.
You like, hold up, wow. What they got to do with it?
And I said, what happens if I don't stop eating meat? He said, well, then you won't hear me as clear as static.
Right.
You said you want to be used to the best of my life. You want to be a good tool. You want to hear my voice clear so that you can relay it to my people to help them and edify them. Stop eating meat.
Stop eating.
You think that wasn't an easy decision, but that's what I prayed. I had an honest prayer. God, use me. I want to be used to the best of my ability. And he said, this was what it's going to take.
Yeah.
So sometimes the things that it's going to take to get to what you want are not things that you want to do. But when I tell you it's worth it, the joy that I get from knowing that God is using me to edify and to lead people to be able to partake in the abundant life that he has already created for them.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely love people. When God told me back then I love people, and I laughed, I pulled a Sarah laughing when he said
right.
she was going to have a baby in her old age, and she laughed.
Guess
what? Mm-hmm. She got a baby. God said, you love people. I said, and guess what? I love people.
And then God gave her a husband that loved you.
Oh, my gosh. I love people. And people love him. I tell you, everywhere we go, people remember Terrence. They just love Terrence. They love him. It's something unreal how people gravitate towards him, and they really do love him because they feel that love of God in him. But be willing to do what it takes. And if you ain't willing to do what it takes, don't be sitting there trying to lie to God in prayer, sound all old spiritual, God release the things. If you ain't ready, you just ain't ready. Pray and say, Lord, I heard her tonight. I want to be ready, but I'm not ready yet. But get me to that point. Give me the desire to want to do what it takes so that I could be the best that I could be. Sometimes you just ain't ready.
Right. It's just about being honest.
It's about the honesty. The truth sets you free, not lies. And you can't lie to God.
Right.
I don't care how spiritual you sound and how many King James Version words you use. God knows the truth.
Man, you got to confess it. You have to confess it.
It's 8:45. We got to clear.
Out loud. Yeah, we got to go. We love y'all and everybody that we didn't get to. We love y'all.
Yeah.
We'll be back Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. We love you all.
Call back. Get one. So you can
call back in. And we're out. God bless y'all.
And have a good resurrection Sunday.
Yes.